Have you finished school, university? Are you halfway through university? Do you want to go to Europe? Do you want to go to America? Do you want to go to Canada? What do you want to do? We're going to have a chat with Zara and Monique. Let's get into it. I originally recorded this episode for the My Millennial Money podcast right after we did the episode on Afterpay. And if you want to find that episode, you can have a look in the show notes or search My Millennial Money. And it's episode 229. On that episode, I had Monique and Ella, and we just went deep into Afterpay. However, right after that episode, I had my good friend Zara lined up, ready to talk to her about moving to the UK for 6 months to a year or however long. Basically, you will hear myself and John and Zara on this episode, and of course, Monique at the start. But I want to just encourage you, do you want to do something different with your life? Do you want to move overseas for a while? Do you want to do exchange? Do you want to do something more than what you're doing now? Listen to Zara, listen to her thought process, and really be encouraged with what she's doing. And shout out Zara if you're listening, because you're in the UK at the moment. You've already left. So I hope everybody enjoys this episode. Bye. We had a bit of a coffee the other day. We had a bit of a conceptual chat, and I said, hey, why don't we just come down and chat about it on the show? And then Monique, she's going away. I'm like, hey, let's have a chat. Let's just have everyone here and have a big party. So,
because we do get a lot of listeners that want to travel abroad, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what are the risks involved?
Yeah.
Do I buy a house first, or I just go? Do I hold off?
And yeah, especially being so young.
Yeah, well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Monique, just recap your situation. What are you doing for work? When are you going away? How long are you going for?
So, pretty much, like, I'm 20, so, and I'm working full time at a surf shop / cafe. So I do a variation of early mornings or like late nights.
Ouch.
Yeah, like early.
Yeah, it's savage.
And I went to Europe 2 years ago, like for a month, and that was instantly me going, okay, I'm setting a goal and coming back here, and I'm staying here, because like I was the depressed little girl that wanted to go back straight away. And yeah, like, and that's what I'm doing. I leave in 4 weeks and
perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No end date.
Yeah. Well,
no end date. Yeah. Zara?
Yes.
Name, age, serial number, all that.
Medicare.
Oh, wow. Medicare. Hi, I'm Zara. I'm 19 years old and I'm currently working in retail part-time 4 days a week, saving up before I go overseas.
Yes. Awesome.
Retail. Enjoy that?
I've been there for like 4.5 years, folding shirts, selling it to 12-year-olds. So,
no.
No.
No. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, Monique. So, you've been to Europe before, you've come back and God, I've totally got to get back here at any cost, essentially. Yep. And it was funny, John, in the episode we talked about Afterpay, it became apparent that Afterpay and all that stuff aside, if you've got a goal, you're more inclined to save money.
Yes.
So it was a cool little I guess emotion. It was a cool little behavioral point or philosophical point that we landed on.
Yeah.
So tell us, you're about to go, and probably when this episode goes up, you'll already be away. So thanks for listening. So tell us a little bit about when did you actually start planning, and what are your plans?
So, like, the choice to go overseas when I'm going was only made officially December last year, because I was still so I was loving working my job, and like I'm a manager, so like I didn't know if I was like if I should leave, but yeah, the 2 years ago was when I was like I will eventually move over, but yeah, so I've had from December to now to save what I've saved.
Perfect. And how much have you got in savings at the moment?
I've got like $7,000 at the moment. Yeah, and sweet. Then I'm planning, I've got my car ready to sell, yep, which someone's buying. And then like I'm at a place where I feel comfortable.
Sweet. And what do you think your car will get?
I've got it like up for $5,000,
sure.
But like, you know,
I'll take four, whatever.
Yeah, seriously, just give me what you got.
Yeah. Anyone out there wanting a car, get a cheap one, here it is.
Yeah, totally. And then before, so I think you said in the last podcast, you're taking home about $800 a week.
Yeah.
Which is a cracking salary to save.
Yeah.
What was your target to kind of step onto the plane with how much money in your account?
I said $10,000.
Sweet.
Yeah, I said that for sure.
Well, you might definitely get there with your car sale. Yeah,
that's
that.
There was a stage where I was stressing like heaps, only because I was, what I said as well in previously was that I still want to live here for like what, with the money that I do.
Yeah, spend. And that was that balance that John and I always talk about. It's like, I guess my philosophy in life is I give some, I save some, I spend some. And if you're just doing one of those things, so if you're just spending all your money, you're not, you know, you're out of balance.
Mm.
Like you're not saving for the future. You're not saving for the holiday that or the life experience. If you just gave all your money away to your family because they put guilt trips on you all day or whatever, or if you're a charity that you're obsessed about and you're not saving money, like that's bad. Or if you're just saving all your money, like you're going to have a freaking life. So that's also bad. So yeah, balance is good. So.
Yeah, it's not the total fulfillment if you haven't got all three, is it?
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, it's ebbs and flows. I mean, you know, Monique's not going to commit to signing up to a sponsor child tomorrow because she's about to going overseas and won't have maybe as good as income. So what are your plans? Like you said you – did you book a return ticket and then you'll change to that? How's the practicalities of that work?
Yeah, so no, I haven't booked a return ticket. Like it's just a one way.
Nice.
So that's pretty much the plan. Like I
thought you had to get a return ticket sometimes.
You have to in certain countries.
Sure.
So the UK is one of them.
Yeah, because Zara had to get a return ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet, yeah. Sweet.
So that's, yeah.
So how did you get? So what are you going to Greece first? Tell us what your plans are.
So my plan is, like I said before, so I'll travel for 3.5 months, no work. And sweet. I'll fly into Greece, do like Greece, Croatia, Turkey, Hungary, Bosnia, Italy, and so on, get to Portugal, and that's when I start working for the person that I know from here.
Sweet.
So, yeah, like once I get to that stage, I think I should have some money until then, but it would be good to get some more and, you know.
And what are you doing, like, through those countries? Are you just staying in backpackers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I've also got this pass, which is, like, at first I was a little bit through my travel agent, was a bit hesitant to get because it seemed like a bit of a raw, which I was, like, $1,000 for this My Trip pass, which means that I can jump on any bus about buses any time for 12, valid for 12 months. So
any in Europe?
In Europe, yeah. Right. So not the UK. UK doesn't count, but that's fine.
Is that because they pulled Brexit and they've just revoked that? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so that, like I said, I was a bit hesitant, but it makes so much sense now. Internal flights are cost an arm and a leg, and if I can get on a bus and...
Well, you can save money in terms of transport.
Yeah, and
hope you like buses, Monique, and reading books.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, but the thing with that pass is that I can, normal bus about passengers have to stay on that bus and stay at the places that whatever, whereas I'm free to jump on, get a taxi that where I need to be. And
I guess I would say, like, if you got a spreadsheet out and crunched it and were like, oh, no, well, buying this pass, it's actually $300 more than if I just committed to a program, what price do you put on flexibility? And I would say it's worth every cent because if you're in Croatia and you're like, oh, you know what, having the time of my freaking life
here.
And anyone who's gone to King's Landing, I mean Croatia, do you get that, John?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get it, Zara? Game of Thrones.
I missed that bandwagon.
Sorry. So did Monique.
Yeah, no.
Completely.
Yeah.
Tim is usually poor.
Yeah. So they shot a heap of Game of Thrones there. But everyone who I've met that's been to Croatia said it's the best country they visited in Europe. So that being said, if you go to a place and you fall in love with it, you want the flexibility to say, well, I want to stay a bit longer. And I think it's flexibility is key when you're doing these ad hoc trips.
Yep. So, Monique, are you traveling all alone until you go and do some work in 3.5 months' time? Or
no, yeah. So, I'm traveling with my best friend.
Okay.
The whole time?
For that sweet backpacking. Months, this is perfect. Her and I. And then we've got friends, obviously, from the people who I'm working for that will be over there as well. So
great plan to have work already lined up.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure off.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And so what country are you working in? Portugal?
Yeah, Portugal and France. So it's over a 6-week period. Yeah. So.
And what did you have to do with like visa situation or working there?
Well, for me, because my original plan was to go live in the UK, but me being me, I hate the cold.
Yeah.
Like if I can be in the cold and go do a snow season, I'm obviously going to do that.
Yeah.
So at the moment I'm going over – like I'm in the midst of doing a French visa because I want to end up working in the French Alps after I work. Cool. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, majority of your work, correct me if I'm wrong, is working at surf contests. Is that?
Yeah, it's not necessarily working for the surf contest, but a coach who is coaching most of the contestants. Right. Okay. So, yeah, like just PA sort of stuff.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah.
Because Monique's a bit of a mad surfer, so
Bit involved.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. No, that's cool. And those visas, what are the costs for those visas?
The French is significantly cheaper than the UK. So when I went to apply for the UK, it was like I looked at it and went, well, A, I don't want to be in the cold, and B, I don't want to pay that much money. So I opted for the French visa because I have a friend who's working in EOS for 3 months.
Yeah.
And the first place they said to apply for a visa was the French because it's...
So how much are we talking? 500,
300? It's 220 Australian dollars. Okay, so cheap.
For how long?
I think it was 6 months he did.
That's good.
Yeah.
We might send Zara off to France.
But in...
much
yeah,
more affordable.
Yeah. In saying that, so many people, like friends who have done it and like a lot of my friends have travelled, said if you're stressed about a visa and you're not working in the UK, like... you don't really have to worry about it. It's more so if you're it just depends where you are.
And I think it's, and we will get to this when we talk about Zara, which you probably won't hear because you've got to leave in a sec. But like, it's just, you've just got to be a bit strategic, which you both have been, and with a purpose. I mean, I wouldn't be running and getting a UK work visa just in case, quote unquote, but for Zara, she will be there.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at the visa situation, did you look at any visas in Africa?
Oh, that's timing.
It's too hot for it.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, no.
Surf isn't good.
No, that's right.
South Africa, maybe.
Okay, cool. So you've... and then after your time in Portugal working, like is that obviously seasonal, that work? At that time, it would probably take us close to the end of the year, like in December.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And then after that, you'll obviously, I don't know, do you have any thoughts in your mind or you just literally have left that open?
I have left it open, but I've also, like I said, with the French Alps thing, like it will be cold. So I can, spend that winter time there working and doing what I kind of wanted to do until I find out my next step. But I do want to go to Canada.
Yeah.
So that's kind of after I do that.
Sweet.
You know.
And what are you doing with bank accounts in Europe?
That's literally what I'm going to do this afternoon is sort all of that sort of stuff. So last time I went, I had a cash passport and pretty much, but Ella and I before were talking that NAB Bank do like a good
check. John might know. Yeah. I thought HSBC were good for international stuff.
They're one of the better internationals. Okay.
I'm literally taking up any information because I'm a bit unsure. Last time, obviously, I wasn't there for that as long as I will be for now. So I'd want the safest and most logical.
So if we backtrack a bit, Monique, what first gave you the bug to go overseas versus maybe traveling around Australia or getting into corporate work and climbing the ladder?
I don't know. So when I went 2 years ago, I was a student and I ditched school and went because I didn't like the whole study, what we said. Like
yeah,
study,
we were talking
learn.
About this morning. Do you want
to? Yeah, well, pretty much just what the norm is to study and learn and regurgitate and that's how it works. And that's if you want to get
because
into
because that's not for everybody because I can't read, comprehend, answer a question. Like, I'm just not that type of learner.
And it's not, it's more and more not for everybody,
yeah.
is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely not for everyone.
Totally. Yeah. Trend, it seems, totally. Yeah, which is great.
Yeah. No, I like, I even, like, I studied music for a little while and I love, I still love it and still would love to do it, but I didn't like the fact that I was sitting down spending my time when I was still thinking about what I could be doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, and then, yeah, so I just said I'm going to do it again and it's just something that's always been in my head, like I have to go and do this. Yeah. Like as much as I do love my job and I do like making money and I do like knowing I'm good at what I do,
yeah.
I don't really want to be, you know,
yeah, fair
enough. Unsure.
Because for me when I went first time around, it was definitely my friends were doing it. So I thought, oh, what a great idea. I'll tag along with them and,
yeah.
and created my own sort of time frames out of that. But for you, it was definitely in your own mind and no one else's.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people, heaps of people I know are going to Europe, but they're coming back within a month or a month and a bit, like Ella and stuff. And that's just something that freaks me out. I do not want to come back. Not the saying that this is a terrible place or anything.
Weirdly, when you first went, that was the little temporary thing and you got a bit of sense for it. So maybe Ella might come back and
say, exactly.
I'm out of here. And to be honest, she might meet you over there at the end of the year anyway. Like you just don't know.
Yeah.
And that's where it goes back to when you're, you know, I would say under 25, definitely under 35 maybe. As a general rule, don't have car payments and stuff tying you down. Because if you guys had payments and all this crap or committed to stuff financially, it's just one more tie down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
for
you
sure.
can't be as flexible and free.
Well, that's the thing. It's the time, like, right now when you're, like, 19 or 20 and I've been thinking you don't have a mortgage, you don't have, like, you know, I don't have any debt on my car or don't have any kids and stuff like that. It's, like, it's the best time to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no better time. Life will quickly consume you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I encourage you. We've got to get Monique out of here. Did you have any other wisdom you wanted to tell any person in a similar situation who are thinking about it? Like, would you say go over for a little holiday or just go, if you wanted to, just jump in the pool and swim?
I think everyone's so different.
Yeah.
Like, people that I did travel with for that month came back here and go, well, that's me done. I'm staying right where I am. Yeah. And that was where I went, okay, I'm different and I, like, everyone's different. And,
absolutely, yeah.
But, I think if you want to do it, like, just dip your toes in, go try and you might do what I did and just think, oh, my God, there's a whole world out there and don't know.
I'm probably, like, the opposite in the worst way. I'm thinking, oh, I do want to see Europe. Eh, it's not going anywhere. I'll get there one day.
Yeah.
probably never happen.
Yeah.
I'll get around to it.
Yeah, where I probably just like literally should just book a ticket, even a month. Because, and this is weird, like it's for me, it's got nothing to do with money. Because I can afford to get a return ticket. Oops, always drop crap around here. And literally even just get an Airbnb for a month in London and just live there and work from there.
Yeah.
Like,
I can do that. Maybe you need to encourage me to do that, John.
Maybe you do need
to. It is effort, though.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that's what it needs. You need an au pair and it needs a travel planner.
I'll just remind everyone they're guests here. So, yeah. But no, I think, and we say it all the time. It's like, whatever, like, just take action. And because the time's passing anyway. And maybe I've just encouraged myself. I reckon at the start of, like, my end of the year is booked up this year, but I think maybe I might go up to London.
You're getting motivation from this.
I am. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, but, and that's what I mean. Like, I always say, you know, yes, I host this podcast and I'm not that guru on the mountain. You know, I think I am, but I'm not. I'm not above any of this stuff. And it's just such good encouragement.
You'd have the best gear, though.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Premium
you'd be the
everything.
The sharpest bloke on the slopes, I'm sure.
Oh, I've never been skiing.
Oh,
so
like, you should do it.
Yeah. I would break my legs.
Well, you might, but you also might find a new talent.
Probably won't.
Nah, if you go snowboarding.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm not, I'm cool. Unco. Yeah. I just don't think I could do it.
Well, maybe you just go on the toboggans.
Everyone can do
it. I can't
it. You
skateboard
can go
either,
into the,
but I loved snowboarding.
Really?
You could jump in with the kids' lessons like Max and Charlie would have you.
Would they let me do the toboggan? Because I would do that.
Yeah.
You could
do that.
Start off with the toboggan.
Maybe you could get a little snowmobile.
You can borrow my brother and you can pretend you're like a dad or something.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
Well, thank you so much for the encouragement, Monique.
No problem.
And thanks for coming in with the last episode and this little chat.
So
and
fun.
Good luck with your trip. Yeah, and luck, jump into the you. Facebook group.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to unpack Zara's situation in a little bit more detail. Again, I did sit down with Zara and had a conceptual chat with her a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, oh, it's just a really good case study, John, just because there are so many people in the same situation as you, Zara. And some are probably not as prepared as you. And I just thought it was a cool thing to do.
It is. I'm feeling quite envious.
Yeah. So set the scene, Zara. So you're studying at university.
Yeah.
Communications.
Communications at Newcastle University.
Yeah, sweet. And tell us about your travel plans or the opportunities that have come up. And
yeah, so it's kind of funny how it all happened, because I was originally, like, last year when you start getting into your second job working retail hospitality, you start earning, I was earning like a full-time wage for the first time ever.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I'm a bit naturally inclined to save. So I just had some money saved, and me and my friend from school wanted to go traveling, and she wanted to like do a Kentucky, I think December last year, but we decided it was too cold, and I've, you know, had these savings, and I was like, oh, that's actually possible. Like, I can actually do that now, you know, first year out of school. And you're like, whoa, like I can do things. Yeah. So we put that trip off till July this year. And I have also family living over in the UK that I've never visited before. So I was like, well, this is actually a really good chance for me to hit them up as well.
What, like aunties and uncles or?
On my dad's side and stuff. So I thought that could be a really good chance to hit them up.
Yeah.
And after the Kentucky, go and visit them.
Bit of free com.
Yeah, exactly. And because some of them are quite old, so I'm not sure how long they're going to be around for me to meet them anymore. And because like it's...
Bit like John.
A millennial.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think there's part of me that when my friend suggested doing a Kentucky, I didn't really want to be that person that just like went overseas and did a Kentucky and was like, oh, travel to Europe.
Didn't really,
you know,
get
everything that every second person does.
Yeah.
And so I was a little bit disappointed in the fact that I was just going over to do a Kentucky. I would have liked to, you know, backpack and do my own thing, but I was like, it's just easy, give the money, she wants to do that, so
yeah, I'll go with
just go with. And it wasn't till about 2 months ago I think I got this like email or something, and I saw something about like studying overseas, and it was just like, well, I'm over there anyway. That gives me a purpose to go and to like place myself in a community abroad.
Yeah.
And do travel that way, which is completely different to the style of like Kentucky travel. And that gives me a purpose as well to go over there. So I was trekking around uni one day trying to find this global office. I was like trekking around for like half an hour. I was like, where is the office? I could not find it. Turns out it was like on the outside of the building, not the inside of the building, which I was like doing loops around. So I went there and I was like, hey, I want to do an exchange because I'm like going over anyway. Is it too late to like put a form in? They were like, nope, but you literally have to have it in like 2 days.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I took the next day to think about it, put my form in the next day, and I got accepted like a week later, and then I had about 5 days to accept that offer.
Cool.
So it was like the fifth day and I was like, gonna do it.
I'm in now.
Yeah.
So just on like, so obviously the universe, so you will be doing the second semester this year.
Yes.
In the UK.
So I got accepted into Manchester Metropolitan University.
Yeah.
And that's where I'll be doing my studies over there.
Yeah. So the credits will line up and all that.
Yeah. So you have to like apply for credit and do different courses.
Yeah.
And
so
stuff
you couldn't go to some unaccredited university. Yeah.
No,
back street of Bangkok or something. Yeah.
They have like a list of universities you could choose.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to the UK. What are my options? Okay. And he said it was like East Anglia or Manchester. And I was like, cool. Yeah. I'll apply for those two.
They help you with accommodation or you sort your own, or how's that work?
You sort of organise your own accommodation. I do know people that live sort of like Birmingham and like Southport way. So I've got options in that sense. But I could also live on campus if I want to. They do, thank goodness for the government, because they actually give you a loan to put on top of your HEX, which is about $6,000. So that will probably, I'm going to use that as my like accommodation sort of thing, so I don't have to, you know, worry about, oh, do I have money for rent next week or not?
Yeah.
So the option of living on campus is now an option. I don't have to worry about like trying to find something super cheap and living similar with people that I know.
Yeah. So the first part of the journey going to Greece.
Yes.
For how long?
Going for about a week and a half.
Sweet. Yep. And then after that, you're going up to the UK?
Traveling to London. Yep. And then that's where I start my Kentucky. So that'll be about 3 weeks.
How where's the Kentucky going? Just in the UK?
No, it's through Europe.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
So, you know, Amsterdam, Berlin, Vienna.
How much did that cost, the Kentucky?
That was $4,800.
Sweet. So we'll just call it $5,000.
For how long did you say?
Like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Right. So $5,000, okay. 3 weeks. Yep. And that's all expenses.
It covers like all your accommodation, all your travel. For food, it covers breakfast and like dinner for like a week and a half or something like that. Right. And it includes like 35 activities that you can do. And there's other optional ones if you want to pay for.
And you're doing that solo?
I'm doing that with my friend.
That's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before the Kentucky, you're going to Greece?
Yeah. Before the Kentucky, I've seen, you know, photos and everyone said how good Greece is. And my mum and my dad both had tickets to go to Greece, but they never went and they always regretted it. And
really?
they always said, oh, I would have loved to go there. I really regret it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to, since it's, you know, on the way, going to go to Greece. That's my first stop.
With your friend?
No. Not with my friend.
Why? What happened?
I'm going by myself. The plan was to go with a friend, and then life changed for her, and she found love. And
great, love, yeah.
Is she listening to the podcast? Her excuse was like she ran out of money,
aka.
But like we all know,
I'm in love.
Yeah, we all know you're in love and you're settled down. So,
what's love?
Don't you know?
That's a great question.
Love's a powerful word, Glenn.
Not why we're here today.
No.
But,
anyway, moving right
if
along.
If you need help with that, you should see someone.
Yeah, thanks. I think you're a guest here.
I think he actually does, to be honest.
What? Shut up.
No personal attacks.
No. Okay, so you're in Greece by yourself because your friend ditched you.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. And are any of the expenses paid for in Greece?
No.
Okay.
I've got an Airbnb so far that I've booked.
Yep.
In close to Athens.
Sweet.
Where I fly in.
Yep.
But apart from that, it's sort of just going to be like a free for how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Just
travel to this place, probably
vibe it. Yeah.
Yeah. Book a hostel if I, like it, stay there for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since I've been on a Kentucky, but it's not like a jump on, jump off where you can just choose to stay one place a little bit longer.
So that's a bus about tour.
Yeah.
Need to organize your own accommodation.
Yeah.
And that's why we went with the Kentucky, because at the time it was just like, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we're just going to like pay for that tour and then all the accommodation's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can not worry about the logistics
of
the treating, just enjoy the sightseeing.
As you go.
Yeah.
And booking and looking for reviews and is this close to where you want to go and like all that sort of stuff. So it's just an easy, because I've never been overseas before.
Right.
At all.
Never.
Okay. Have you ever been on a plane before?
Oh, domestically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, some people haven't.
So what I love about this is, I love that like most of your listeners are like young and they're female.
Yeah.
And that, you know.
So does Glenn. Yeah.
they're in a similar boat to what I am. And I didn't grow up with, you know, I have 4 younger siblings. So I didn't grow up with like an abundance of, you know, money just throwing around. So we haven't been able to go on overseas holidays, you know, here, there and everywhere. Like, you know, I've seen other people at school do and stuff like that. So
what gave you the initial bug, I suppose, to want to travel overseas? Like you spoke about, you saw something scrolling around the internet, but...
Yeah, I think that sort of bug is... In studying like modern history and stuff at school and doing, you know, ancient Rome and that sort of stuff, you sort of can't fathom a place that has so much more history behind it than the houses which are 200 years old in Australia. And I'm just like, I can't even imagine like seeing a country full of buildings that are like, you know, thousands of years old and stuff like that. So
the depreciation schedule ran out a while ago.
2,000 years ago. But it's just amazing. Like, it's funny. I went to an exhibition the other day in the city, in Sydney. It was the World Press Photography Exhibition. And then they had this other exhibition there about a cemetery that used to be next to Central Railway Station that they had to move in the early 1800s. Now, that's forever ago in what we know. And the first James of my line came to Australia in 1836.
Right.
Sydney was pretty developed then.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Where, like, you'll see buildings that are from the 1600s. Like, it's just, it blows your mind.
Yeah.
Like, the little pubs are around the UK that you can hardly get in through the doors because people are so small back then as well.
Like,
And, you know, especially, like, my mum and my dad won, like, an around-the-world trip when they were like in their 20s, and like I've grown up listening to them hear about how good it was, and I've seen the photos and stuff like that, and you're like, I knew that I wouldn't be able to like win an around the world trip, but I was like, I want to do that as well.
Okay, so that's probably where I was going with that. It was, there were people around you that had some experiences, and that sort of got the juices flowing a little bit as well.
But it's funny, it's kind of this perfect storm that and a lot of people, like, and you'll do well in life because, you know, there is that opportunity to go with university. You also mentioned the word, you're going with purpose, but also with a passion that you've heard growing up about this. So it's kind of, it'll be a really good experience.
And it's very easy to continue to put these things off, isn't it?
So easy. I was like, just shower thoughts. Just like shower thoughts. And I was like, this is so much organizing. I was like, you know what? I could literally can everything right now and just go on my normal life.
Still
work my full-time part days, have a regular income and still go to uni, and life could just be like it was. Because I was looking to move out like a couple of months ago, and I put that off because I was going overseas for this like Kentucky, which is now, you know, like a 6-month trip. And I was like, you know, it's just so much easier just to not do anything and just continue on in life. And I think sometimes I've realized that people feel like tied down to that. And doing this has made me realize that you're not actually tied down to anything.
No, absolutely
and you
not.
Can just get out there and go for it.
And I think sometimes it's the expectations of friends or family members or people at work that you have to go down that
it's like
path.
Oh no, you have to finish your degree as soon as possible, then you have to save her a home, then you have to get married, or you have to find a partner, then you have to have a child, and it's like,
and
no,
there's
do
no
you
linear process for anyone. Like,
absolutely,
it's so different, and I think we sometimes have this idea in our head of how it's gonna plan out, and like I like 3 months ago I didn't even think this was going to happen. Like,
that's,
you know,
cool. So have you got a finite time as to when you are going to return, or is that still a little bit
I had to book a return ticket because it was the cheaper option rather than getting a one-way,
and a requirement to the UK visa, as we touched on earlier.
So my return flight is like early February next year. I just, when my travel agent was booking flights, I just said, just book it for as pretty much as far as, well, uni semester starts March next year.
Sure.
So I was like, I'll just book it till like February.
Yeah.
And if I'm hating it, like
step off
December
the plane
comes,
into the uni theater.
If I'm hating it, I can literally just like, you know, pay to change the flight and come back.
Yeah.
But if I'm loving it, then I'll just stay until my flight comes back.
Sweet.
Rather than...
So let's get into some practicalities. So I've got the European, the Kentucky trip, $5,000, that's been paid for, no more to add.
Yes.
Yep, the 4,800, yep.
Yeah.
we probably, you might need $500 for just ad hoc, $500 to $1,000, are you thinking, for ad hoc food and entertainment on that?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, souvenir, who buys souvenirs anymore? I don't know.
Postcards.
The Airbnb in Greece, like, is there an amount where you're thinking like $1,000 for the 3 weeks in Greece?
Oh, that was so cheap.
Yeah.
I found it really cheap.
Greece's economy is struggling at the
moment.
It's
so bad.
They'll take anything.
Yeah, everything I've seen has been pretty cheap.
Yeah. So realistically, how much Australian dollars do you think you'll need?
Not much, because literally this place I booked was like, this is going to sound so cheap. It was like $30 a night.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
awesome. And the check-in time wasn't until 2 p.m. and my flight got in at like, you know, 7 a.m. or something. And I messaged and I was like, hey, is there any chance that I could come in earlier? Because like my flight's, you know, and I've just come off like, you know, from halfway around the world. I just want somewhere to crash. She's like, oh, you know, sorry, but, you know, we can't do it because check-in's 2 p.m. I was like, oh, I'll just book the night before.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then I was like, it's only $30. Like,
totally.
So now I have, somewhere to crash straight away when I get that, which is what I was mostly worried about.
Yeah. And that's a travel. That's gone. Just such a practical travel tip. Like every time I go to the States, for example, and I'm staying in LA for the day or whatever, I just book a hotel room. So I can go from the hotel, from the airport straight to the hotel, have a shower and get refreshed. It's worth $100 or whatever. Like,
And the only difference is yours is 7 stars and Zara's staying in a barn with hay.
Probably.
No power.
Actually, it's funny. I booked my flights literally like just before I was listening to the podcast a while ago, and it's where Glenn, you were talking about flying to the US and you weren't sure if you were going to do it because of you didn't want to fly cattle class. And I was just like, here I am booking my like tickets. I'm like, do I get the 35 kilos of luggage or 30 kilos of luggage? Like,
do I stay in $30 a night accommodation or 32?
I actually ended up booking a return. I set an alarm and I got a return ticket to LA for $5,000 on sale. So
I see.
I'm going to do that.
Well done.
I'm not going to the conference,
but
I'm going to. The Gleasons are going to a coffee festival in Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
Ben is a judge there. And we're going to go to the coffee festival with him and just chill and hang out in Nashville. And
so you are going.
Yeah. No, but just something to do. But I think we'll get back to this. Okay, so I'm just going to ballpark $500 for Greece for the 3 weeks or whatever. Week and a half. Sorry, 10 days-ish. Say up to $1,000 for
extra expenses.
Extra for Contiki.
Yep.
Now, how much cash do you have saved at the moment?
I think about $7,000.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And do you have travel insurance? Did you get that sorted?
Yeah. So that was about $650.
Yep.
That's for the whole time. So till February.
Okay. Cool. Till February.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's being paid for?
Yes.
Yep. Sweet. And I know when we chatted last, talk to us about the car situation, what your plans were and what you decided on.
I decided I wasn't going to sell my car.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling pretty good at where I am.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I do come back, I will need a car.
Yeah.
But
how much is the car worth?
Probably about $3,000.
Yeah.
And I think the transaction costs of getting in and out of something in that 6 month period, you're probably better off if you can hold on to it.
Yeah, I'll get back to that. So at the moment, the intent is to keep the car.
The intent is to keep the car. However, I did talk to my mum about it.
Yeah.
And you know, God bless her. I said, if I am in desperate measures, I talked to her about it and she said she's willing to put it on the market for me.
Yeah.
When I am over there.
Yeah.
And that's only if I'm really struggling, because I am aiming to pick up work.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll put a little bit of peace of mind.
Because one of the considerations when we chatted was getting the visa for work. in the UK.
Yeah.
And how much was that in Australian dollars?
Oh, it's like 1500 to get.
Yeah. So 1500. Now, have you walked down that process road? Are you getting that? What's...
Getting visas is so hard.
It's harder,
like,
than it used to be.
Yeah. Everywhere you go, it leads you to a dead end. Like, yeah. I've rung and I've emailed like the British Embassy in Australia. They can't do anything. And then you try and contact the embassy in the UK and they like lead you to the site. And it's just like, well, and they're like, no personal inquiries here. And it's...
And how long is the visa for to the UK?
That's a 2-year visa.
2 years still. Yeah.
Yeah. So the problem with getting a study visa, from what I can work out, is that there is a study visa which you can work on, but it said you can only arrive into the UK 1 week before.
Yeah.
Which is like, well, I'm already going to be there, so I'm sort of exempt from that. So that's a little bit annoying. So that's what I was trying to find out. I was like trying to contact them to see if I could, say, be over there on a visitor visa for like the first, you know, month and a half and then start the study visa from a certain date. But I'm not sure if that's allowed and whatnot. So,
yeah. So I think because the consideration that we were talking about, your intent is to do the, to get to the UK.
Yep.
Do the 10 days in Greece. And I also said to Zara, like, because she's now going to Greece alone, if she gets there and she's loving it, awesome. She can have the best time ever, her own time, do some sightseeing.
Yeah.
But there is a chance when you travel by yourself, if you go to locations that you don't know or whatever, that you might not like it, you might not feel safe. I kind of encourage Zara that if she's 2 or 3 days into that Greece thing and she's not feeling whether it's safe, whether it's comfortable, whether it's bored or whatever, that it's okay to say out loud, I'm going to spend $300-$400 and just go to the UK earlier and just ditch the rest of that trip.
Yeah.
So I think that's a consideration as well.
And when you look at it in terms of, like, you know, money to safety and feeling comfortable,
it
outweighs it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, especially when you're on your own.
Yeah. So that's what I think it's important for anyone listening and particularly for you, Zara. Like, don't feel guilty about changing a flight ticket to leave a day early if you're not comfortable or you're not enjoying it or you're not feeling safe.
Totally.
So that's up the sleeve as well. And I guess, John, for your benefit and listeners' benefits, Zara and I, we did chat about, you know, between now and the end of the year, basically Kentucky and semester two of university.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's...
And the aim of that is to get some cheap accommodation and basically see if she can basically not have to work.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Yeah.
Okay. Use the hex of $6,000 and the savings of $7,000. So there's $13,000 there.
I want to use as little as possible so I am able to experience over there, because I'm not over there forever.
Well, that's it. Like, if you want to do a weekend trip to France or whatever, like,
yeah, exactly.
You want to be able to do that.
But I do want to have that work. So it's like, I don't feel limited to, like, oh, I've got, like, you know, $200 to live off this week and I can't even see the city that I'm in
while you're over there, you want to do
for like 3 months, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so it was, I guess, my type of, for want of a better word, I don't know, advice or tips was to actually really pursue that working visa.
Yeah.
You know, because it is $1,500, but, you know, a couple ultimately, of months working,
if I make that
it
back,
will pay back very soon.
Mm.
And then we kind of chatted conceptually, and because I wrote down two things when you were talking before, Zara, and it was purpose and you've got a community abroad. So Zara's moving into an area that she's going to be in the community studying. It's not as if she's just, you know, rocking up to some city and not knowing anyone.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of, you know, she's after this year, you've got one more year left of university.
Yeah.
I like the options of if she gets to the UK, has new friend circles, actually loves life, gets a cool job. What if at the end of the year, you stayed an extra year and just worked and lived and not studied and just experienced life with no agenda?
Well, you know, it's an option. Like, I'm open to anything. And at the moment, you know, when you're over there and you're, as I said before, you're not tied down to anything. You don't have kids, mortgage, any debt, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the best time to go, and it's the best time to do a year living overseas. And a lot of
people I know that have lived, you know, a year overseas have said it's been, you know, the best thing they've ever done.
And I think while you're over there, it's a hell of a lot cheaper to do those things and stay an extra 3 months than it is to have to come back again.
Well, that's another reason why I sort of tagged everything into one is because, you know, I don't have money which I can just throw away. And it's like, well, if I'm going halfway across the world and I'm going to spend all this money on a ticket, then I may as well do it at the same time.
Absolutely.
Do you? So you've got the $7,000 in cash. You've got the $6,000 HEX loan.
Yep.
And I was saying to Zara, John, like, because at the time when we had that initial chat and coffee, it was like, oh, do we use that? Do we not?
Yeah.
I think absolutely all day long. I mean, it's there
to be used. I mean, if you know
used,
about the repayment.
So it's applied the method. Same as a HEX in Australia. Yeah.
They literally just tag it onto the
HEX. I don't do loans for holidays, but if that $6,000 goes towards some accommodation costs for that semester, I'm totally okay with that.
Well, it's going towards uni.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and I also see that as, well, it's $6,000 that I may have free up my sleeve to spend on lifestyle and experiences while I'm over there as well.
Yeah, so I'm not
which,
like,
I can pay back when I'm 40.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not a big deal. So I guess I just wanted to go back because my kind of vibe, I recommended.
What's your vibes?
My vibes was to sell the car.
Right.
Mm.
Now, let's just back the truck, or let's back the car up.
Back it up.
It's worth $3,000.
Yep.
When's Rego due?
November. So it's got a while of Rego.
Yep.
The other thing is I do have a sister. That's
right.
Yeah, she's got her L's and she'll probably drive it when I'm not around.
Yep. And where did you get the car from?
I got it from my grandma.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Bless her.
Yep.
So you want to keep it in the family?
And to your detriment, it's red.
It's red, yeah.
Which is the other
thing red cars.
The podcast, which is red.
This car's got to go, And it's a Toyota Camry, so reliable, good car, okay?
Yeah.
But why a few flags went in my head, okay? Mm-hmm. I guess, number one, a $3,000 car in the scheme of your life.
Yeah.
I'm not having this conversation. Like, it actually doesn't matter. Mm. But what I would say, my recommendation was to possibly sell it because you had intended to leave it unregistered for 12 months or 6 months until your sister got. Well, we did talk about unregistered.
That's right. Yeah. So I was thinking about like cashing in the rego.
Sure.
But then I worked out, I was like, the amount that I get back for the rego isn't worth it.
Yeah.
So, and because like once you unregister it, you have to get a blue slip and all that sort of stuff. So it would work out more.
Exactly. And then I was more of a concern of a car sitting there for months on end not being used at all.
Yeah. Well, which I do have someone to use it.
Exactly. Sister's using it. And how old's your sister?
She's 16.
Yeah. And when will she be 17?
In September.
Yes.
So she can use it for September.
So I would probably say, number one, she's welcome to use it while you're away if she buys rego and insurance.
Yeah, I said that to her. Because you can do rego for like 6 months
and
stuff like that. And, you know, your insurance payments for 6 months. And I said, you can register it for 6 months. And, you know, by that time, I'll actually be back.
Yeah.
But you might not be back as well.
I might not as well.
And that's why
I still want to come back and visit my family.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
But then at that time, mum and dad might say, I'll buy it off you for $3,000 for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I guess.
I guess. And I don't know. I'm okay with you not selling it, but I wouldn't be happy with it sitting there unregistered for a year, not being used at all. You'd be better off just to say, hey, sis, it's worth $3,000. Give me $2,000 for it. And you clean up that part of your life.
Yeah.
Because you still are, like, just little things. Like, if it was parked on the side of the road for a year and it's. It's not registered and then council know and it just becomes a pain.
Yeah.
But
if there wasn't someone to drive it, then it would definitely, I'd be more inclined to sell it. But since there is someone to drive it while I'm gone and someone to register it.
I'd be keeping it.
Yeah.
Then it's
for now. But I think it needs, if you decide that you will stay in the UK.
But when that time comes, then I can, that'll be when I decide, do I want to sell my car or not? Because it's like, then I'll be like, well, I'm spending a year over here, so may as well sell it.
Yeah. And I'm all about checkpoints. Like, for example, when we started this podcast, we said, look, we're going to do this. We're not deciding whether we're going to do it for a month or whatever. We just committed, hey, let's do it for 12 months.
Yeah.
At the end of the 12 months, we'll have a serious chat whether we're continuing or not.
Yeah. Have we had that serious chat yet?
I don't know.
Yeah. We might have
It's been 3 years.
Yeah. It's been 20 long years. And we decided, I think it was even before the 12 months, that this thing has legs. We've got good listeners. Mm. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was worth me investing a bit of money into the studio and all that.
Mm.
But, yeah, we are going to commit to it. So, it's all about having those say out loud checkpoints.
Yeah.
And
which will be the February next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're all about giving ourselves option A, B and C.
Absolutely.
Whereas we don't want to back ourselves into a corner.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm just selling the car. Here's my $3,000 and we've got no B or C.
So, that you've got to get moving on that visa.
Yeah. I know. It's so stressful. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, that visa, $1,500, it's going to take you cash down to maybe when you step on the plane and leave, like you still – and have you stopped working yet?
Not yet. So, I have a week of annual leave before I leave.
Sweet.
Have you told JJ's that you're quitting yet?
I'm telling them this Friday. Yeah.
Well, this podcast won't be out by then, so
thank goodness for that, because
do they listen to my managers don't
know yet. So, I won't be recommending it to them anytime soon.
So realistically, if where's my calculator? It always falls.
I'm just a very like
so
not organized.
Let's
person.
Do this.
No, it sounds like you're much more organized than when I went over. That's for sure.
So $13,000, and we've got to wrap up in a second.
Yeah.
$13,000-ish. So the $7,000 plus the six, take away the $1,500, take away, will allow $1,000.
Glenn doing his thing over there.
Yeah.
Just crunching. Look at you go. Oh,
I'm in awe. I'm amazed.
Huge maths over here. Take away $1,000 for
the tiki. I can see the brain working, exploding out of his
take
head.
Take away $500 for grease.
Don't put an extra zero on that.
So realistically,
8,052.
You may, after you allocate a little bit of money to,
what's the ballpark?
Yeah, after you allocate a little bit of money to a grand of the Kentucky, $500 for your 10 days in Greece.
Yep.
The visa, bit of annual leave. I would expect you should have $10,000 ish to get you through.
Yep.
The 6 months of this year, and assuming you've got no work.
Yeah, I've got my tax back as well.
Sweet. How much is that going to be?
It's probably going to be about $3,000.
Sweet. Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, you'll be fine. I just think you need to get the skates on that visa.
Yeah, and totally.
I think I would probably not put any pressure on yourself once you get to the UK after the Kentucky to actually worry about looking for a job, because your main focus is to get, I guess, for want of a better word, emotionally settled and get a house and enjoy the local area and the community and get to know people.
Mm. Yeah.
But I would imagine, you know, once uni starts up over there and you've got your roster or whatever, your schedule for the uni, then to go, okay, well, I need to go and actually find some work if it's pulling beers or coffees or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And you seem as though you're a sort of go with the flow type of gal.
Very much so. Yeah.
Which is a pretty good
trait. Just sort of take
it
as it comes. With,
yeah, but like, I mean,
it can be really good, but it can be really bad too.
Yeah, I mean, she's got the best of both worlds. Like, she's clearly probably more of a saver by nature.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
So, she's free-spirited but also a saver. So, it's kind of where I'm kind of the opposite. Like, I'm not free-spirited. I'm a spender. It's a freaking debacle.
You must lead
over
a
here.
Wonderful life.
No, it's horrendous and I hate it.
So, what are your interests when you're over there? Like, you like visiting old buildings? Is it the arts? Is it sports? Is it what is it that's your passion for traveling?
Like, when I'm over in the UK, like studying and stuff?
Well, just when your spare time, like, what would you do on your
a couple
your
days of days off or something?
Yeah, I honestly, like, you know, people are my passion. I love spending and hanging time with people and
hence a communications degree.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, exploring new places and just, you know, seeing a different part of the world and stuff like that. So my interests, you know, would be in just, you know, gathering a new sense of community with people and learning about them and, you know, being able to take stuff from people, because I really think that we can learn a lot
from people and to be able to go to another part of the world, learn from people and bring that back here,
yeah.
In my experience is probably the best thing that I could bring back,
for sure.
Is what I'm going to learn from people over there.
Yeah, and it's so funny, like life is just so much about the connections you make with people.
Yeah,
like
totally.
All the opportunity I've had in my career, it's just only because of the people who I've met and been connected with and have a genuine relationship with.
Not what you know.
But I just encourage anybody to take action. And I mean, I've just been so encouraged. Like, there's no reason why I shouldn't just myself go up to London for a month and just leave, because it's so, because my personality, because it is not free-spirited, it's conservative.
Routine.
Like, I tell people I'm happy to leave Blue Bay foot first in a box. Like,
yeah.
And some people are like that. Some people are but I need perfectly that okay with that.
I'm totally okay with it, but I need that push. I need that.
He's also impulsive, so there's a fair chance he could be on the same Contiki tour as yourself. Right?
See you there.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so I it's just, you just got to take...
Impulsive. Yeah, sorry.
I'm probably compulsive.
Impulsive.
Yes, that's right.
So I just, encourage anyone listening to take action, but also, you know, don't run out and buy a brand new car and get, you know, $500 car payment, because it's going to be an anchor on you.
Yeah.
Especially, when you, like, for me, you know, being young, coming straight out of school, I didn't worry about any sort of like car loan or moving out straight away. Any sort of debt, just because it does lock you down that little bit more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As much as, you know, you aren't tied down to anything, there are things that do hold people back.
Yeah,
it's just an added pressure, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think a lot of the times as a young female, you don't sort of back yourself and have that confidence. And there has been times leading up to it that I'm like, oh, like, am I doing the right thing? I don't know. Like,
And what I was going to say there is, like, when we first sat down a couple of weeks ago, there may have been a very slight bit of worry about money.
Yes.
And like, looking at the situation, I've redrawn this mess here. I'm like, you're killing it, and you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And you've got to hear that loud and clear. And that's why we always encourage, like, chat to somebody who's a little bit older, perhaps, or a little bit further down the line, who can actually just look at objectively. Is that the word? Like,
yeah, objectively. And this was 2001 for me, which seems like an eternity ago. But we basically went over there with our
judgment there.
Quite insulted by that. We basically went over there with the flight paid for, and that was it.
Yeah.
And like that might have been quite immature at the time, but that was...
But you survive. Yeah. Life goes on.
And
that's
today,
I suppose, the impression
doesn't
is
look
that...
Doesn't
like
you've got any scars or bruises.
It'll work out for you if you know you can get some work. Yeah. And what's the worst? You work at some pubs for a couple of weeks and away you go.
So yeah.
I just recommend anyone that like sort of would want to do that, that is young, just to back yourself and be confident in yourself, because a lot of the times when you start to be independent, you don't have a lot of confidence in yourself. So I just say, just do it, go out on a limb. Really back your decisions.
And you're the eldest of four, did you say?
Eldest of five. Yeah.
So what an impression and I suppose an experience that the others will get from you going over there as well.
Yeah. Like, they're all like hating me at the moment. They're like, we're going to miss you so much. My sister's like, you're leaving me.
Yeah.
She's so annoyed.
Yeah.
It's actually funny. They all of my family have responded in the exact same way. They all want to buy a ticket. They all want to come over. Yeah. And I'm like, I tagged mum in this meeting the other day that's about selling a kidney to come over, because I was like, it's not going to happen. Like,
That's awesome.
But yeah, she's got a little account started, my sister.
Perfect.
She's 16 and it's titled Europe.
Really?
And she's saving up for a ticket to come over and visit me.
Yeah. Tell us she's got to buy your car first.
Yeah.
So, but hey, we might leave it there, but good luck on the trip.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in and just chatting about it. Because I don't know, I just want to... I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but it's okay, because not everyone listens to every episode, so it's cool. Like, let this be an encouragement for anybody to get out there, have a go, have purpose. You've got nothing to lose. Don't listen to the negatives in your life.
The naysayers.
The naysayers, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably like it'd be a different discussion if you said, oh, I've got a 30 grand personal loan and you're a bit older.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what are you going to do? I mean, it's not going to pay itself off. Like, but
yeah. And you've been partying for 20 years and haven't settled down. Like, different conversation.
And it's an experience whether I like it or not.
Totally.
You know, like,
totally.
And it's going to grow me as a person, as an independent person.
Totally.
100%. And mature you.
I would just don't feel bad if plans have to change and you have to spend a little bit of money to change your itinerary.
Mm. Yeah.
So anyone traveling anywhere, I mean, I think I even did that somewhere.
Mm.
I think I told you, like, I was somewhere, I forget where it was, but we changed the ticket because we just didn't
weren't feeling it.
Just weren't vibing it. And I'm like, just got the hell out of there.
I'm out of here.
And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather spend that couple of $100 to have a more enjoyable whatever somewhere else than hating life for a couple of days.
For sure. Yeah.
All right,
thanks,
Zara.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being a good friend and listener.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.